ओम शांति।
ओम शांति।
अच्छा टॉपिक मिला है।
आई हैव गॉट अ वेरी ब्यूटीफुल टॉपिक।
सारे दिन में इस टॉपिक पे
इवन माइन थ्रूआउट द होल डे आई हैड अ वेरी गुड रिविजन ऑन दिस टॉपिक एंड वेरी गुड थिंग्स केम आउट।
पहले पहले
सो फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल
की अवस्था को परखना चाहते हैं।
We first have to know the power of introversion.
दादी जी की बातें आज याद
आई। I do remember दादी's words.
दादी जी के साथ चिट चैट करते थे।
In the small group when we had chit chat with Dadi.
हमको बताती थी।
Dadi used to say
कि दादी का ध्यान
that दादी's attention 90% is inside and 10% is outside. आई यूज टू थिंक हाउ इट कैन हैपन।
तो दादी जी की इतनी सारी रिस्पॉन्सिबिलिटीज है।
दादी हैव सो मच ऑफ रिस्पॉन्सिबिलिटीज। दादी कंटिन्यूज टू मीट ईच एंड एवरी वन थ्रू आउट द होल डे। द टास्क ऑफ द यज्ञ इज ऑल्सो सो बिग बट स्टिल दादी यूज टू से 90% आई एम इनसाइड एंड 10% आई एम आउटसाइड। And secondly, Dadi used to draw our attention. While performing actions, we have to accumulate the power of silence.
मुझे ये बात बहुत टच हो गई।
This thing touched my heart. From that day onwards, I had this realization.
जो अंतर्मुखता की अवस्था है,
the stage of introversion,
वो इन बातों का आधार है.
Is the basis of these things. Internally we have to accumulate the power of silence.
हमारा ध्यान अंदर रहता है।
Our intention will be inside about the self. We will churn about the self. We will have self-realization.
अंतर्मुखी वो है जिसकी मनोवृत्ति और दृष्टि सदा बाबा की तरफ।
Only they can remain introverted, the one whose mental stage and drishti remains in the remembrance of the one father. Sometimes we do think about the past and about the old things. And one story I remember, and after the Murli, Dadi used to have a walk. And at that time I asked Dadi, Dadi, please tell me my weaknesses.
Dadi थोड़ा साइलेंस में चली गई।
Dadi went in silence.
मुझे जवाब दिया।
And then replied me, Why should I do your work?
काम करो।
You do your work.
तो फिर मैं थोड़ा सोच में पड़ गई।
And then I started thinking, and again I asked a question to Dadi.
कमजोरी को कैसे महसूस?
Dadi, how can I know about my own weaknesses?
थोड़ा question का रूप बदल दिया।
I changed the form of a question. And then Dadi gave a very good reply.
Silence में बैठ करके
sitting in silence
और देखो
sit with Baba and see
बातें अभी भी है जो आपको
which are those things which are even now there which takes you far from Baba.
कितना अच्छा जवाब दिया।
Dadi gave a very good answer.
जवाब नहीं दिया कि आप देखो लोग आपके प्रति क्या बोलते हैं।
Dadi then gave me the answer that you look at your own nature and sanskar, then you will understand about your weaknesses. No, the complete drishti should be towards Baba. I should see my Baba and then see myself.
दूसरी एक कहानी याद
आई। I do remember another story.
सेवा के फील्ड में,
in the service field, there many things take place. There will be the fluctuations of nature. There will be many differences in nature. And I was once involved in a very big project. I received an email. In this email, there were many things which came out, which was not good in my behavior. And one person told me that you shouldn't do this way, you shouldn't do like this, you shouldn't speak like this. So I had got a long list about my behavior. And I was thinking,
point by point jawab de du iska.
How could I give him a reply?
Justify karu apne aap ko.
Shall I give him point by point or shall I justify myself to him? Then I got a thought that I will have to open up the email and show it to Dadi. And first of all, we need courage to show to anyone. So I had a very strong thought that I will show it to Dadi. Dadi was sitting in the sitting room and Dadi used to read English very well. I gave the email, Dadi, I have received this email from this person, but I now don't know how to give a reply to him. I then sat down. Dadi was reading. I made myself very strong within myself because I will definitely get some suggestions or teachings from Dadi. So I made myself very strong. And after that, when Dadi read the email, Dadi saw me and Dadi gave a very simple answer. See, if you keep all these things in your mind, and what Baba has given you, that will not reach that person. And therefore, don't keep these things in your mind. You forget it. I was liberated in a second from this worry. What is our duty? Being an instrument. Our mind, our feelings towards should be towards Baba. And whatever we receive from Baba, that have to be experienced by the other person. Let there be anything in the mind or intellect, otherwise it becomes a blockage. You may be having a lot of virtues, but that will not be experienced by the people. And when we are engaged in any other thing through the mind and intellect, whatever we receive from Baba, that will be not received by the other people. So what is meant by introversion? The mental stage and drishti was always on two things. One towards Baba and the other towards the souls of the world. There should be the necessity of the churning the ocean of knowledge. Because the introversion is such a stage where the mind and the intellect should have a partnership, should become one. What is the basis of extroversion? There are two things. One is looking at others and thinking about others. If there is looking at others, then there will be thinking about others, and that means that channel has played externally, and then there will be the giving and taking of happiness and sorrow, and because of which there will be interest on persons, objects. And when that tastes externally, then there cannot be any introversion. And therefore I have noted down this, until there is no taste of knowledge, there will be no taste of yoga, because the basis of yoga is the stage of introversion. I was taking an interview with Dadi Ratan Mohini and I was given the topic from isolation to introversion. In the world outside they say self-isolate. In our spiritual worlds we say self-introvert. Dadi explained very well. When Dadi was young, Dadi used to take Baba's murli. Dadi used to write one point would go into the depth of it and would make herself sit in solitude and had the revision of the Murli, not only revision but had deep churning of the knowledge. And when there will be the taste of deep churning, we can open the laboratory of introversion. Whenever you have interest for anything, you will also experiment it, isn't it? Maybe the aspects of knowledge, if you have taste of it, you will definitely try to experiment it in a practical way. And sometimes people give excuses. What excuses they give? There is so much of expansion in service, but we don't get time. In fact, to become introverted means about not time, about attention, where my attention is. And within ourselves, there is this capacity. One simple example, a mother, she will hold her child in her arm. She will do the work of the home. She will cook food. She will go walking. She will work. And she will always have attention on her child. She will do all the work, but she will also pay attention towards her child. One eye is here and the other eye is on the work. It isn't that the mother is busy in preparing the food and she forgot the child. It never happens, and she will never say that she forgot that she had child in her arm. So internally we have a very subtle capacity within us. Soul is a baby. There should be the attention of the baby throughout the day. While performing karma, we have to pay attention to the small baby. It isn't that you make the baby fall and you get engaged in your work. There will be a lot of accidents in this way. And therefore, we have to increase the capacity. Soul is a point of light, a small baby. We need to care it. One is, in the laboratory of introversion, there should be the churning of knowledge and also become the form of it. Baba has explained about different kinds of forms. Introversion means while becoming physical, have to stabilize in the stage of subtlety. We have to do all the work remaining subtle. And Baba has given many titles of self-respect. Subtly we have to experiment it and we will enjoy a lot. The experiment of angelic form, experiment of light and might, experiment of all relationships with the father. And it's a very easy method. You just take one title of the father and take your intellect within that. And when that feeling you will have towards Baba, that makes you powerful, and negative or waste will end. Because everybody has the complaint as how to discard waste or negativity. And secondly, from time to time, what happens is when we check ourselves, in checking, here there is a king's court in the center of our forehead. We see the physical organs sitting here, we see the subtle organs sitting here, and sometimes our sense organs becomes fluctuates. And therefore, we need to tighten it. We have to tighten it. We shouldn't keep it loose. If we keep it loose, our sense organs moves externally. And therefore, we have to make ourselves sit in the cave of introversion and then tighten the sense organs. Just as a small child is mischievous, he can't sit in one place for 1 second. So we give him the advice that for half an hour you sit quietly. So in this way, we have to give punishment to ourselves. Then only your sense organs will come under your control. It is nothing about forcing, but it is about determination. Once I had asked Dadi, what do you do in yoga? How do you take inside you? Many a time she used to say, the subtle world is here, the incorporeal world is here. So Dadi spoke about 5 points. And when I experimented about these 5 steps, instantly, automatically, the sense organs becomes silent. One thing is detaching yourself. Pay attention to yourself from within and remove the attachment of the sense organs and detach yourself. Secondly, you realize yourself to be detached. I am a loving and detached soul, a special soul. And then sit on the stage of a detached observer in the middle of the eye. In the center of the forehead, you sit. Outside the world is running, and inside I am sitting in the form of a detached observer. Take yourself deep inside these thoughts. Detached observer means while listening, don't listen. While seeing, don't see. And then go beyond. Sit with Baba in the incorporeal world. Sit in the cave of introversion. We have to do these things. Very deeply we have to take ourselves within. Only then the power of remembrance increases. There are so many things in remembrance. In an essence form, if I need to tell, the power of remembrance means the power of love. Very deep love will be connected with Baba. In a remembrance, there are many things which are connected. When we used to have chit chat with Dadi, Dadi used to say that 5 things will be connected with remembrance with Baba. So I need to ask myself whether I get these 5 things when I sit in Baba's remembrance. Sometimes we become loose. Sometimes we have little feeling. Then our attention will be going here and there. And there will be flat feeling. In a remembrance, there will be 5 things. One is love. The love of the father towards the children. Love, affection. In English, it is affection. Affection means the soul will be satisfied from within. And when we get affection from the father, it will also influence our body. And therefore, in order to take affection from the father, our all relationships should be with the father. and only then fully we can experience it. Secondly, in our remembrance we attain all powers. The Father is filled with all powers and that will be downloaded in our soul. The powers will increase because the Father is silence, blissful one, truthful one. The power of tolerance increases. The power of mercy increases. Thirdly, in our remembrance, we receive Sakash. You all might be having this experience definitely. In service, when there will be test papers, at Amrutvela, Baba will give you Sakash. Extra power, light mind power, Baba will give you. For the coming future scenes, at that time you will not come to know, but Baba will in advance give Sakash. So Sakash means this current. And to attract that current, we need power. To pull the current, we need power. Fourthly, power, strength. Strength in a practical way. In a remembrance, we receive strength. To follow Baba Srimad, we receive strength. When this power slacks, then your daily timetables will also become loose. And in Dadi, we have seen this a lot. Dadi had accumulated a lot of discipline in Dadi's life. Fifthly, inspiration. In service field, Baba inspires. It can also be called touching. It is as if somebody is pushing from behind. You do this, you do this. Baba gives inspiration. So there should be the checking of these five things in our laboratory. Until to what extent? Affection. And all the other five things with the sister just said now, we have within us. How much we are experiencing it, we need to check it. No need of paying much attention externally. When we have the experiment of introversion, a very sweet silence power is accumulated. Subtle power is accumulated. And through this subtle power, others negativities or wasteful thoughts will be erased. And they will also have the feeling of love towards Baba and Baba's children. And therefore, this is the proof of the power of silence. When you all go near Dadi, what is the feeling you get from Dadi's? When we used to go in front of Dadi, Dadi would see us and our questions would get stopped there. So this is the proof of silence. So now we give thanks to drama and time that we have now got this wonderful opportunity. We can fill the treasure of accumulation completely and therefore we have to take the benefit of it. We have to increase the power of remembrance, the account of remembrance very well. We have to accumulate the power of silence and also be present in world service. Om Shanti.
जाते हैं।